Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Vani X podcast. I am your host, Giovanni. And in today's episode, we have an amazing guest with us today, the amazing Isla. If you don't know who Isla is, she is an amazing artist who does, I'm aware that you do cover for songs, Isla.
Mm-hmm.
And Isla was also the vocalist for Stationary Hearts. They are an amazing rock band who have a few singles out and an album that debuted in 2015, which I recommend you guys go and check out on YouTube, Apple Music, and more. So without taking any more time, how are you, Isla? It's a pleasure having you on today's episode.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm doing really, really well.
Well, that's good. So Isla, where are you from?
Well, I was born in Chicago, but I actually grew up in Virginia.
Oh, really?
I was born in Cook County.
God. Is there a reason you decided to move?
Well, my parents moved here when I was 1 year old,
okay,
so I didn't have much of a choice.
Gotcha. I'm almost the same way, because I was from, I'm from New Jersey, but then I came to Ohio, so mostly, like, same reason.
Ohio's where I recorded my album.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. Cleveland? We're in Columbus, so that's pretty far. Well, I guess it's not that far, but it's pretty good distance.
Yeah.
So you're in Chicago right now.
Virginia. Yeah, I was just born there. I still have a lot of family there, but I spend all my time in Virginia.
Gotcha. And how's your time in Virginia? Do you like it? Or what are your opinions
on
it?
Yeah, it's actually really nice here because there's a good mix of, like, metropolitan areas and, like, the country. So you can have, like, very much, like, a city atmosphere or a country atmosphere, depending on where you want to hang out.
Gotcha. And are you someone who prefers, like, the city or country, or you're just in between?
I'm a real mix of both. I actually grew up on a goat farm.
Gosh.
But I, you know, was born in Chicago, so I have a special place in my heart for the city.
Gotcha. What part of Chicago? Never mind. What?
I was born at Northwestern. I don't know. I didn't spend a lot of time
there. Okay. All right. So let's get into, like, I guess the music. How did you first get into music? What was your go-to? Like, how did you first get into music?
So I have been singing forever, but how I really got into music was the fact that I was really terrible at singing when I was a kid.
Oh,
and
really?
I mean, horrendously bad. And, like, so bad that I wasn't allowed to sing in the house at my dad's house. You were like,
wow.
Please stop. You sound like a dying cat.
Yeah.
I, like, was crushed by that, obviously, but it kind of just pushed me to work really, really hard, and now I sing well, so it kind of worked out for the best.
Yeah, I was checking out the album, and where you were singing it, I your voice is amazing.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. It took a lot of work to get there, let me tell you.
Yeah, so basically it was just a push as to people saying that you know you can't sing, or your singing is bad, that just pushed you into, okay, maybe I should give it a go. And
yeah, because I, you know, everything takes time and takes practice to be good at it, but
yeah,
I just wanted to be really good, and I wasn't, and I pretty much just, like, took my iPod into the yard and was, like, screaming the words to every song until I screamed it kind of closer to the notes, and that's how I figured it out.
Gotcha. So you learned on your own.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Did you ever take any, I guess, like, lessons, classes, anything?
I was in choir in elementary school, if that counts.
Oh, gotcha.
But no real lessons.
Gotcha.
I have a friend who is a classically trained singer, and she once tried to give me a lesson and pretty much just, like, cried of frustration afterwards, because I taught myself how to sing, so technically I do everything wrong, but it sounds good.
Gotcha.
So I had a half a lesson once.
Gotcha. And what about instruments? Do you play any instruments? Like, is that an interest for you, maybe?
I play the piano. Well, I know some songs on the piano. I also play the guitar, but like very terribly. It is something that I am interested in, and I'm like slowly learning. But I'm not very good at it, and the guitar hurts my fingers.
Yeah, I try to practice with the guitar sometimes. Well, it's something that I'm looking forward into getting a little bit more into.
I think it's nice. Like, I wish that I was better at it, and I probably could spend more time working on my guitar skills, but I play too much Fortnite to do that.
Who are some people that inspire you, like, that you consider an icon in the music industry?
Honestly, there are so many. I mostly look up to women who do a lot of power vocals, because that's kind of where I like to fit in, as the, you know, women with really big voices. And somebody that people tell me I sound like a lot is Hayley Williams, which is funny because the first time I ever actually sang well was learning Paramore songs, because her voice was similar to mine. But just a lot of artists with big voices. I mean, I really love Alicia Keys, Christina Aguilera. I'm a huge fan of Demi Lovato. Just everybody who's got just those raging pipes.
Gotcha. What type of genre are you into, or are you like into like, I guess, every genre?
I am pretty much into every genre. I think with a lot of musicians, it's really hard to listen to any music and not find something that you like about it. So yeah, I really do like I mostly listen to like R&B, rock, and pop. But it's kind of like, it's a mix. Like, there's old like classics in there. I sometimes listen to country music and EDM and that kind of stuff, and rap too. I mean, it's kind of, it's all in there. It's all listen to everything, but
Is there someone in your life that, I guess, has always been there for you and has supported your decisions, or has it just been you, like, making most of the decisions by yourself?
I have made my own decisions for a long time. Sometimes to my own fault, but yeah. I mean, there are people in my life who, you know, support me through the decisions that I make, but nobody who necessarily sways my opinion, I would say.
Yeah.
I'm very strong-minded about if I'm going to do something, or if I want to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. What are your hobbies? Like, what's something you can do to maybe like clear up your mind and relax? Something that brings back everything when you're like in a stressful situation? Like, what's something you like to do to get your mind off everything that's going on?
I like to go on the internet and look up spells to like fix my problems. I don't do them because I'm not like, I don't know enough about witchcraft to do them, but it like makes me feel better to just Google spells. Be like, ooh, could magic fix this problem?
That's actually interesting. Well, at the end of this episode, I have a few questions, because my podcast, we talk a lot about like conspiracy theories and like paranormal activity and, you know, stuff like that. So there's actually a question I want to ask you at the end.
Exciting. I love that topic.
It's a really interesting topic.
Yeah.
Is there any, like, how did you get involved with, I know you're like, you were the singer for Stationary Hearts. How did you get involved with them?
So Stationary Hearts, it went through a few different phases, but originally it was four of us, and then it went down to just me and Brandon Jarrett, who wrote all of the music. I wrote the melodies and lyrics, like, for the words, but he wrote all of the music behind the songs. And he was dating a friend of mine way back in the day, and we had become friends, you know, through that mutual connection. And at my graduation party, we got together and played a whole bunch of cover songs of Paramore. And we kind of decided that it would be fun to work together and write our own music.
Gotcha. So out of the group, who was the one who like who sat down and said, you know, maybe this is something that could work out, we should give it a shot, as in like the music, try to get into the music industry?
Well, my bandmate actually was already in another band, so I guess he was probably like the stepping stone into the music industry for me, I would say, because he already had a lot of contacts and he, you know, knew people who could help us, you know, record stuff and book shows if we wanted to and stuff like that. So probably I would say it was more Brandon, but I, you know, was always really interested in, you know, doing music. So it was kind of great to find somebody that like wanted to do it with me.
Gosh. And you said in the beginning there was four people and then it just went down to two.
Yes. So there was four, and then one of them joined the military and the other one was weird, so he left.
Gotcha. So there was really no, I guess, any conflict that, you know, that maybe... So there was like, it was just a reason that they chose to leave, no conflict or anything like that?
Yeah, there was no conflict with those two.
Gotcha. So you said you were the writer, right? And
I wrote all of the lyrics. Well, I did have help from Mr. Bayless, the guy who helped us produce our album. He did help me like rearrange some of my lyrics so that they would fit better with the music. But all of the words themselves were written by me and sort of rearranged later on to like fit better. But the music, all of the like guitar parts and everything like that were written by Brandon.
Gotcha. And what's the meaning behind the album A Bridge Too Far to Burn? Who came up with that name?
I did. It was actually, me and my mom did. And it was kind of just... Am I allowed to curse on this show?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
The whole album, honestly, was just a big fuck you to my ex-boyfriend.
Gotcha.
Because he was a bridge too far to burn, you know? It's like, why burn the bridge when it's kind of pointless to even, like, bother? So that's where the title came from. But yeah, the whole album was really just a big fuck you to him.
Gotcha. So the band still together, like you and the other person? Are you guys still like together making music or?
No, we actually broke up. The band broke up like less than a year after the album came out.
Really?
Yeah. I had intentions of going on tour and my bandmate he worked a full-time job and did not want to take off work to go on tour, and that was kind of the most exciting part of being in a band for me, was to, you know, go out and play live shows and get to meet the people who liked our music. So we had a pretty big conflict about that.
Gotcha. So was there like, I guess, any, was there like always often a conflict in between the band, between like members, or was there like a big conflict or anything that went on between you guys?
Well, we did get into like a little bit of a scuffle when he decided to like leave the band, which from my opinion, it was a very interesting like scuffle that we got into, because he essentially said that I like have a terrible ego problem, because I put my name on everything, but
gotcha.
I, you know, put his name on everything too. So it was very odd to me. But you know, if you ask him, it's because I have the biggest ego on the planet. But he pretty much just wanted to start a new band with other people with almost the same name, funny enough. He left Stationary Hearts and immediately started a band called Static Hearts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which so
which did not do as well. Just to throw some shade.
So he's making music, you said, right? Or is that something he's not, or you just don't know?
Don't know what he's doing now, to be honest with you. No idea. I know that they were making music for a while. He actually started a band with a girl that I had previously toured with.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I have no idea what he does now.
Gotcha. The making of A Bridge Too Far to Burn.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that album made?
It was made in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio, with actually some of the members of, I forgot their band name. Now I feel terrible. Nine Shrines. There you go. Two members of Nine Shrines, as well as Noah Sebastian from Bad Omens. They actually all came together and helped us produce our album. So it was like a very, very cool team that we got to work with to make that album.
Gotcha. How was that experience for you? How was that situation for you?
It was terrifying. Something that a lot of people don't know about me is that I am horribly terrified to sing in front of people. And so I had like a lot of trouble while we were recording because I would get so nervous that you could just hear it in my vocals. It ended up, you know, working out. The album like turned out great, but it was definitely like hard for me to do because I up until that moment didn't realize like how strong that fear was of like singing in front of people. Like I've always had stage fright, but like in small rooms with my close friends, like I would always just sing my heart out to them because, you know, who cares? But once I was in front of that microphone, it was like, oh God, it needs to be perfect. Like,
yeah. So would you say that would be like, I guess, anxiety for you?
Yeah, I got a lot of that.
Yeah, I have really bad anxiety too. Even like just trying to present something, I just get so nervous because how I think about it, it's like what my mind goes through when I'm in that situation. I'm like, what if, I always think about what if, like, you know, what if someone doesn't like it, or what if it's bad, or, you know.
Yeah, see, I think it's so funny because I really don't struggle at all if I like have to stand and like speak in front of people, but once I have to sing, it's just like a wave like goes through my body and I start shaking. And like I have played a very few number of live appearances, I guess. But there's like many videos that my mom posts on Facebook where I will get like halfway through a song and just like freeze and run away because it is a full body experience how anxious I get at, like in front of people when I'm singing. But talking I do completely fine. It's just I care so much about singing, like it truly means so much to me that the anxiety just through the roof.
Gotcha. So it's mostly just kicks in when I guess you're trying to perform music wise.
Yeah, it's only when I try to sing.
That's interesting.
But I'm so like scared to mess it up, which is funny because once I get going, like I do a great job. Like.
So, getting back on the album, sure. What is the main, I guess, feeling or emotion you guys want the people that listen to the album? Like, what is the feeling you expect the listeners to have when they're listening to the album?
Well, my intention for the album was to kind of lift people up. There's a lot of like dark tones in that album about a really painful experience that I went through, but I wanted the overall message to be essentially, you know, shit can suck, but you just gotta pull yourself out of it. Like, you are stronger than this, you're better than this, like don't let people get you down. And that's the main takeaway I really wanted people to have from this album is like, you can go through any number of terrible things and at the end of the day, like you can still get up and you can move on with your life and, you know, make things better for yourself.
I like that. gosh. And out of the album, do you have a favorite song, or like maybe one that you think that you did better than the rest?
My favorite song on that album is called Enough, which is really probably like the central song in my mind to that album, though I know the one we made a music video for is the most popular. But Enough for me really just has the most meaning to it, because, you know, I just say over and over, you need to know that you are enough. Because whenever I went through that very painful experience, my boyfriend had cheated on me, and I, you know, was trying to figure out why he would do that, and, you know, what was I missing that he needed to go find it somewhere else. And, you know, it's really a song that I wrote to myself, like, that I needed to know that I was enough, and it's not, you know, my fault that somebody would do that, something like that to me. That was him. It's not me. I'm absolutely enough the way that I am. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, I like kind of wrote that song to myself, and then I was really happy to put it out there, because I have heard from a few fans of mine that, like, they listen to it when they're down. And yeah. It, like, makes them feel better.
Gotcha. Making your music or lyrics, or I guess a song, how do you want your, like, when you're making a song, do you like to be alone, or do you like people being around you? And because I know some artists, they like people around them to, like, when they're maybe, I guess, doing a song, they want them to hear a part of the song. Or are you just someone who writes on your own, and then as it's done, when you think it's done, then you like to present it?
I'm definitely very much a recluse when it comes to making my music. Though most of my songs start out as poetry, they don't really start out as songs. But yeah, I like to be alone just so I can essentially just vent out all my feelings and not have to worry about how somebody else might react to those words, because that's a thing that I struggle with in my music and in the music that I'm working on now is, you know, I've been through a lot of tough things in my life, but I am always so concerned with, like, how this is going to make the people who hurt me feel when I, you know, write a song about it. Like, are they gonna, you know, feel terrible because, like, they can finally hear me express how it really made me felt. So it actually helps me a lot to be alone so that I can just kind of focus on how I'm feeling and write, you know, from the heart instead of worrying about how people might perceive my music.
God. How long did it take to make the album?
It took 1 week.
1 week?
Yes. I had written some lyrics previously, which were all, you know, sort of just random notes that I had in a book. And then me and Brandon went up to Ohio, and we stayed in Bayless's house for just 1 week. And, you know, every day, as soon as we woke up until when we went to bed, we were, like, recording music and just kind of piecing the whole thing together.
Yeah. When you write your music, do you like to take, do you take time on writing each song? Or are you someone that could just sit down and write a song, like, in that moment?
It really kind of depends. So sometimes I will get an idea and it, you know, immediately just becomes an entire song. So I, like, have to sit down and record it at that moment. And sometimes it'll be, like, just one line that's, like, catchy. And I'm like, oh, like, I have to use that somewhere. Like, that's such a good line. It really just kind of depends. Like, some of my songs are, like, puzzles. It's just, like, random lines that I knew, like, sounded good, or words that were really meaningful to me that I needed to put in there. And some of them are just like, ooh, like, that's a whole song right there.
Mm-hmm. How's your experience coming down to Ohio?
It was actually very fun, and I have been dying to go back. Obviously, not literally, because there's a pandemic, so that's dangerous. Yeah. But it was actually really fun, and I made a lot of really great friends when I went up there, and it was just an awesome experience.
Do you like want to go in different places of Ohio, or do you just want to go back to where'd you say, Cleveland?
Cleveland. Well, gotcha. All my friends are in Cleveland. I do have some friends where you guys live, though. Well, just one. I have one friend where you live.
I mean, you should sometime, maybe if you do decide, you should contact us, and you know, we should hang out sometime. You should come down here to downtown Columbus. It's really pretty when it gets really gorgeous at night.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Maybe that's something we could do.
Yeah.
So
the
you
country
were
isn't on fire. We'll make us some plans.
Gotcha. Yeah. When everything starts calming down.
Yeah.
So you were talking about how you did do live shows. Was that by yourself, or was that like the group together?
So we played one show as a group, and by show it was really a charity event. Almost every single live performance I've done were at charity events. Because they do them yearly where I live, and they invite, you know, performers to come and sing. So that's pretty much the only place I've ever sang, because
so how are those invites? Are they like just different people, different groups and singers of your area?
Yeah, it's pretty much just the local talent. Most of the charity events are held at my synagogue, because I'm Jewish, fun fact of the day.
Gotcha.
But yeah, they pretty much just get anybody from the congregation, or, you know, they say, like, if you know anybody who would like the chance to come perform, and then, you know, we all get together and sing. But it's actually very fun, because there are a lot of people who, like, get up there and, like, do these amazing performances, but they also, like, have kids go up there and, like, sing cute little songs, and, like, it's a really, like, fun experience. Everybody, like, gets up and dances sometimes, like, at the front.
Yeah.
It's a real cool time.
Gotcha. Did you guys have any events this year, or were they all canceled because of the pandemic?
Everything is shut down. We still have services, but they're done over Zoom now.
Gotcha.
So if you want to pray with your congregation, you got to do it through Zoom.
Oof. People down here, they actually, like, I'm pretty sure they still have some gatherings together.
They do.
I've seen people. Yeah. I don't know if that's a good thing.
I mean, I feel like either way, people are going to do whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking about that, do you guys think that, do you guys think that people are actually going to go out and celebrate Halloween?
Don't think so. I've heard on the news that they're thinking about essentially banning trick-or-treating. I don't know that that's true, but I've heard reports that they might, like, actually ban it because it could be very dangerous.
There was actually from, like, I'm pretty sure it was from NBC that they had posted that they were actually gonna have trick or treating this year from I'm pretty sure it was 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if that's something that's still gonna
be restricted. Well, I put up my Halloween decorations and I have candy, so if they come knocking, I'm prepared.
You'll just have candy for next year.
Yeah, or I will eat it all myself.
If you're gonna make music with someone who's either dead or still alive, who would it be and why?
Just one? Oh my goodness.
Or maybe multiple.
I think
artists.
The best question would be, like, if you could have a band of certain people, like, who would be in that band?
Oh, that's hard. All my favorite. I'm really into singers, so. I would just be a band of singers. If I could, like, put together a band right now.
Who would be your top four, maybe five people that you would have in your band?
Okay. Hayley Williams. Stevie Nicks.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Christina Aguilera and Demi Lovato.
Gotcha. God. Is there a reason why you would have them, or those are just your top artists?
They're not my top art. Well, I mean, some of them are on my list. They're like, they're all there. I just, they would be so fun to be around, and like, I just, to hear any of them sing in person would probably give me a heart attack. So the band would be down one member, but I just absolutely love those women, and they're just so great, like so great. I'm a super.
Do they have like live events? Do they have like, I guess, a lot of live events where you're from, or?
Typically, no. Not this year, but there are lots of different places to go see shows in Virginia. There's like the three main cities that people go see shows in is like Norfolk, so in like the Virginia Beach area. Richmond is a really popular place to play shows, and then I guess DC's not really in Virginia, but you know, DC is close. So
have you been to any live shows there?
Not lately. I have been to lots of live shows there in my lifetime, in all three of those cities and everywhere in between. I go to a lot of local shows when everything's open, because in my hometown of Fredericksburg, they actually do live shows pretty often, just in like different places. Like sometimes it's like in the basement of a museum, because Fredericksburg is a very old town. I actually grew up in the same county as George Washington, the first president. Gotcha. So there's lots of history there. But yeah, they have a lot of different little like hidden venues where they have shows.
Gotcha. Did you guys ever, I guess, ever like try to contact, or maybe like try to be a part of, like, you know, try to get signed by a label? Or was that something you guys weren't looking forward to?
I never reached out to a label. A label emailed me once, but it wasn't for my music. It was just so I would play their music.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, I never really looked into it, but it's just because the music industry and contracts with record labels are notoriously very predatory, and I was doing perfectly fine on my own, so I really didn't feel like I needed the help.
So is being signed to a label something you don't really look forward to? Do you just want to be an independent artist?
I mean, if, you know, I was presented with a fantastic offer, I can't tell you that I would turn it down, but it's not something that I have ever actively pursued.
Gotcha. I've realized that you're doing like a lot of covers lately. Do you ever plan on releasing any more of your like own music? Like, could we maybe be expecting some new music from you?
Yes. I have been working very privately on an album for almost 2 years now.
Gotcha.
And I have released none of it because I'm doing everything by myself, which is a first for me. I always was working, you know, with a team of audio engineers and, you know, people in the music industry. And so this is the first time that I'm writing, recording, and mixing my own music. So it takes a long time, and I just can't tell if it's perfect yet. So I haven't really said anything about a release date. I'm kind of just gonna drop it on everybody's head when the day comes.
Gotcha. And so you said everything's being so are you like recording it by yourself, or is this a place that you go to?
I'm actually sitting in the chair that I recorded this album in, looking at the microphone I did all this stuff with. I did it right here in my home.
Could you like maybe tell us, or if you don't want to, then that like completely fine. Is it gonna be like the last album you guys had, or is it gonna be something completely different?
It is completely different. Gotcha. As much as I am proud of the stuff that I did with Stationary Hearts, I was super cool and I really enjoyed it. I have a very sort of different style when it comes to my writing. So whenever I was making music with Stationary Hearts, it kind of took some wiggling to try to put my music and my sound over what Brandon had done. Because when I write music on my own, it's very bluesy. I like have a little bit of twang in me. So it's very much still rock, but it's got more of a bluesy vibe to it. And as much as I love pop punk, don't get me wrong, it is absolutely one of my favorite genres. It's not something that I really thrive in when writing. So I'm actually very excited to be able to work on my own and kind of, you know, do my own thing. Because it just sounds a lot more like me. I think that's my biggest pet peeve with that album is when I listen to it, it doesn't sound like me. I mean, it's clearly my voice, but like it's not naturally even how I sing. Like I had to sing differently to like fit sort of the genre that we were in and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of nice to have my freedom.
Gotcha. So the Stationary Hearts album, that was like mostly on, I guess, the other members. There wasn't a lot of your ideas in it.
So my band member, he really liked to kind of have like control over the creative direction, I would say. Like whenever it came to my like my comments or like my reviews of stuff or what I would like to change, I was kind of just told no. Which was like another big issue that we had, because I I was young. I was 17 when that band got together. I had turned 19 the day that we finished the album, and my bandmate was many years older than me. So I kind of just let him take the reins because he was really interested in taking the reins. I like didn't know, you know, the ins and outs of everything, so I just kind of trusted his judgment. But it was a little frustrating sometimes because whenever we obviously got the mixed version back of the album, like there were a few minor changes I wanted to make, and I listened to it with my family, and like my family agreed about the minor changes, and you know, we sent them all back and they were like, "We're not changing anything, but that's cool." And I was like, "Oh, all right."
How did that make you feel? Like you giving an idea or an opinion, being like, "I don't like this. Do you think we could maybe switch it up?" And then being like, "No, we're gonna have it exactly like that." How did that make you feel?
It was just honestly really frustrating for me because I have a lot of good ideas, in my opinion, and it's like, I guess the part that was so frustrating for me is I could like hear the same opinions from other people. It's not like I was the only one thinking it and he kind of still just like put up a wall and was like, "No, this is the way it's gonna be." So it was definitely like a frustrating experience, you know, especially months later when he told me that like I'm controlling and have an ego problem because I literally let him do everything and I didn't fight it. So
gosh,
it was kind of a kick in the teeth, to be honest, but whatever.
Yeah.